This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, December 3rd, God's word for you today is rock solid. Our scripture reading is taken from Genesis chapter 13, verse 2 to 4, and it says, Abraham was very rich in livestock, silver, and gold. From the Negev, they continued traveling by stages toward Bethel, and they pitched their tents between Bethel and Ai. This was the same place where Abraham had built the altar, and there he worshipped the Lord again. The fifth implication of tent and the enlargements thereof is that tent speaks of portability and flexibility. The tent is usually flexible. You can stretch it, and it is portable. You can move it. If you put down a solid foundation and erect a building, you cannot fold it up and move it. But with a tent, you can fold it up and move. God is saying that no matter how blessed you are, be portable and be flexible. God is going to enlarge the place of your tent. You are going to stretch forth the curtains of your habitation. But you have to be portable and flexible. Tents are portable and flexible. Even though tents are flexible, God is saying, lengthen your cords. This means that while you are in that location, lengthen your cords. Do not say because the tent is portable, you will be wishy-washy. No, you have to be solid while you are present. Lengthen your cords, strengthen your stakes. Your stakes are the pegs that hold down your tent. So while you are in that location, in that place, be solid and grounded. God wants you to have excellence and stability even in your portability. I pray that God will give you understanding in Jesus' name. God has three physical habitations on earth. The first was a tent made by Moses. The specifications for this tent were given by God. The length, breadth, materials, wood, gold, and everything to the last detail. The second was a tent set up by David. While the tent set up by Moses had different compartments, the outer court, the inner court, the Holy of Holies, with different utensils for the different compartments. The tent that David set up had the ark of God in the middle. Anyone who entered the tent had the ark in full view. It was simple, not complex. The third was the Temple of Solomon. It was a temple made with gold, cedars, and quality wood. The foundation is still standing till today. However, what God chose to rebuild was not the Temple of Solomon, despite its beauty, glamour, and grandiosity. Not even the tent of Moses, which was in the original specification given by God himself. God said he will rebuild the tent of David, the tabernacle of David. Acts chapter 15 verse 16 says, after these things, I will return and I will rebuild the tent of David, which has fallen. I will rebuild its ruins and I will restore it. God's favorite place was a tent of worship that David set up. What is it about the tent of David? Everybody had access to worship God. Let us pray. Father, I ask for the grace and flexibility and portability to remain solid and grounded and live a life of worship. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.